A harcha, falcha riv, a leg, godura, column, killa. I'm delighted to address conference today here in my home city of Derry. This city is synonymous with the struggle for civil rights. It is synonymous with the SDLP. Derry is famed for its built heritage, and this splendid building is just one of many great examples of the great workmanship of builders in the past. Today, we gather here as builders of the future. I'm getting flashbacks here of the last time that I was on this stage. It was over 25 years ago, and it was reciting a poem in the Derry Faish. And if you think politics is a cutthroat business, you haven't experienced the Derry Faish. When thinking about what to say today, I reflected on the conference's theme, build a better future. What is a better future? How does that better future look and feel here in Derry? To me, a better future looks fair, it looks just, it looks prosperous. It doesn't contain the unemployment and the poverty that you see in areas right across this city from Gobnescale to Gallia. It doesn't contain people having to fight for help with their health problems, and it doesn't contain the despair that we all see almost daily in our people, young and old. Our vision of the future is vibrant. It is full of opportunities for our young people and dignity towards older generations. It truly is a future where all our children are cherished equally. But how do we build that better future? As DOE Minister, I would naturally say that we shouldn't try to build anything without planning. Not only do we have a plan, and I'll come back to that, we have the workforce, we have the skills, we have the materials, we have the tools, we have the vision, and we have the hunger. We have all the building blocks to pave the way to that better future. And we also have a track record of delivery. We have always sought and always found ways to build a better future for people across the north and beyond. During the darkest hours of the Troubles, it was the SDLP who built bridges while others bombed our towns and cities. While some thought that the way to unite our country was to murder and maim thousands, the SDLP saw that the better way was to build consensus and unite our people. We were the architects of the peace and power sharing embedded by the people of this island when they voted for the Good Friday Agreement. And we have built on that. In government, Margaret Ritchie found ways to build social housing of unprecedented quality and unprecedented quantity. Margaret passed the torch to Alex Atwood, who, as Minister in DSD and then in DOE, led the way on regeneration and found innovative ways to build better town and city centres tackling their election. Look, if you get a chance, at some of the wonderful public realm around this city centre, brought to you by the SDLP. As Environment Minister, I have endeavoured to build a better environment and a stronger economy. Look at the carrier bag levy, a new bold policy that has seen a 70% reduction in the number of bags used. Not only are there fewer bags littering our streets, our hedgerows and our beaches, but over the past 3 years, we have been able to generate millions of pounds that has been ploughed back into environmental projects. This new, forward-thinking way has SDLP written all over it. I have developed world-leading prosperity agreements by promoting the economic opportunities created by good environmental performance. I have consigned to the dustbin of history the notion that environmental regulation need constrain economic development. I have found imaginative ways to support groups and schools undertake environmental work, and I'm particularly proud that under my watch, 100% of schools here are now eco-schools, the only place in the world to achieve that goal. What better way to build a better future than securing the future of our planet? I have championed a zero-waste society, increasing recycling and reducing waste to landfill. Don't worry, I'm going to pick this paper up afterwards. We have built a better way to do local government and planning, empowering people to play an important role in building their own communities. Despite huge cuts to my department in disastrous budgets, I have still found ways to ensure that less well-off councils have received extra funding to provide valuable services to people and value to ratepayers. In December, I participated in COP21 in Paris, where nearly 200 nations negotiated an historic agreement. It was a global game changer. We need to build on the momentum and ambition of this deal. In the next mandate, we need to bring forward a bill on climate change. I have taken bold decisions on fracking, and I have bravely opened the debate about how we can tackle the scourge of bonfires. Building bonfires needs to be consigned to the past. They are not part of the better future that we want to build. I have progressed work on the development of an independent environment agency as a first step towards an all-island environment protection agency. No review of my work as Environment Minister would be complete without making reference to the Democratic Unionist Party. This party has repeatedly used its weight and swagger to thwart good government and to undermine reasonable decision-making on a wide range of DOE functions. They have in their ranks climate change deniers, apologists for polluters, and politicians uncomfortably close to big developers. But the problem with the DUP runs deeper than that. Recently, very recently, they have used the ministerial code to get a much-needed planning decision overturned in the courts. And while I do respect the court's ruling on my decision in BMAP, I had warned that using the ministerial code with its far too wide stipulation that cross-cutting, significant or controversial matters should be decided by the executive would open a Pandora's box in planning and lead to serious unintended consequences and ultimately chaos. Are all area plans and previous decisions by planning ministers, including Arlene Foster, now to be deemed unlawful? And of course, investors and businesses and communities to whom I had given some certainty over planning now have had the rug pulled from under them by the DUP. Having carved up the councils between themselves and Sinn Féin, they are now vetoing minority protections which had previously been agreed as part of local government reform. Next week, it appears that the DUP will once again slap down a petition of concern, a mechanism designed to protect minorities against measures to protect minorities across our councils. They really have no shame. Anyway, that's enough about the DOE. How much better would other departments work with the SDLP at the helm? And what ways could we find to make those departments work to build a better future? This has been a bleak couple of months on the jobs front, with thousands of jobs lost in the manufacturing sector alone. But the Deputy Minister, Jonathan Bell, is in denial. He maintains that the number of people unemployed is dropping. No wonder it is, as our young people continue to leave our island in their thousands in search of work elsewhere. I spoke with him recently, and he pointed out that he had brought 500 jobs to Derry. That's good, I said, for a start. And I'm very hopeful that we do hear some positive job announcements in the future. We need to deliver jobs. To do so, we must deliver training, skills, and education to build a 21st century workforce. Where is the thinking in cutting funding to further and higher education? In doing so, the executive is cutting off the supply line of talent essential to attracting inward investment and promoting Indigenous entrepreneurial growth. Young people are the building blocks of the future. They are our raw materials, our most valuable resource, and they are being shipped from our shores to far and wide, building futures in Australia, in America, and in other far-flung places. We must make employment attractive and accessible to all. The SDLP has led the way through our work on access to childcare and the living wage. The economy must be at the centre of the next programme for government. But there is much more to it than reducing the rate of corporation tax. Recently, in the South, Sinn Féin have once again demonstrated their economic illiteracy. If Gerry Adams doesn't know how to answer questions about taxes, what chance does a good Republican have of knowing how to pay them? Regional imbalance has to be tackled effectively, starting with addressing the infrastructural deficit, particularly here in the northwest. Derry must be the only city on these islands without a motorway coming into it from any direction. But how can we expect motorways from DRD, a department that can't even repair streetlights and doesn't fix potholes, but just moves them around so that we can't memorise them? Transport NI, Transport NO. The road ahead is as long as you make it. We want to build a much shorter road between Derry and Belfast, and a shorter road between Derry and Dublin. Motorways all the way. We need an ambitious capital works programme that would give our construction industry a much needed boost and hugely benefit the wider economy. A more prosperous society will be a healthier society. It would relieve pressure on a struggling health system and on a struggling health minister. We need to build a health system fit for today's society, a society that's living longer, a society that's faced with modern day health challenges, particularly in mental health. We need to address health inequalities. Simon Hamilton has outlined yet more plans to restructure the health system here, and I don't have an issue with those plans, but how much time and money has his department spent over the past number of years to find out how to spend less money? The focus has to be on building better futures for patients and on ensuring that there are fewer patients in the first place. We need to invest more in early intervention and in primary care and listen to our overworked, underpaid frontline health workers, not overpaid external experts. If the DUP defended patients and services with as much zeal as it defends dubious decisions like the ban on gay men donating blood, we would be in a much better place. A good education is the foundation for a better future. Parties need to come together to build an education system that improves attainment and tackles educational underachievement right across the board. We cannot have a system that leaves any child behind. Once again, early intervention is key. Every child should have the right to a place in a preschool suitable to their own and their family's needs. Equality has to be at the heart of that system, whether it's equality of opportunity for teachers to get jobs or equality of access to education for children with special needs. And what about housing? I have already touched how, when the SDLP had DSD, we built record numbers of good quality homes for families across the north. Under the DUP, numbers have dropped as need has increased. Perhaps that department has dropped the ball, distracted by former Minister Nelson McCausland's war of attrition against the Northern Ireland Housing Executive and his other interests. In what sort of society does the number of vacant properties rise at the same time as the level in homelessness? Bold thinking is needed here. Derelict and vacant properties should be brought back into use and put under the management of the Housing Executive and the Housing Associations. The Housing Executive, rather than being scrapped, should be empowered to use its housing stock as capital to borrow more money and build more homes. Homes right across the north should be retrofitted to ensure energy efficiency and combat fuel poverty. This was the gist of the ill-fated Green New Deal, and the only reason that I can think why the DUP pulled the plug on this initiative is because it was green. The lack of delivery by departments is symptomatic of the dysfunction right at the heart of the executive. OFM, DFM. One for me, ditto for Martin. Or should that be one for Martin, ditto for me? The entrenched political ideologies of the DUP and Sinn Féin make agreement on almost anything difficult and the delivery of almost anything impossible. Politics is supposed to be the art of the possible, but here it is politics that prevents delivery for people. The DUP is as determined as ever to dismantle the power-sharing ethos that is at the core of our institutions, and the symbiotic nature of their relationship with Sinn Féin means that they both thrive on division and discord rather than on dialogue and delivery. The DUP are no fans of equality. Not only have they abused democracy in a bid to prevent equal marriage here, but it's clear that their marriage of convenience to Sinn Féin is not one of equals. And we all know who's in charge. We saw this when Sinn Féin rolled over twice on welfare reform. One day, they were standing up for the most vulnerable. The next, they were selling out the most vulnerable. When they supported the false dawn that was a fresh start, they went from robustly stopping Tory cuts to rubber stamping Tory cuts. We are the only party that has been consistent on welfare at Westminster and at Stormont. We recognise the need to reform a system that some people do abuse, but we have striven to ensure that we do not create a system that abuses people. It was also evident when Sinn Féin backed and indeed co-proposed amendments with the DUP to the planning bill, which would have created a developer's charter, had the SDLP not taken the unprecedented step of pulling that bill. Strangely, despite all the investigative reports into the NAMA scandal, a connection between that alleged corruption and this attempted power grab has yet to be made. See, those two parties can work together, but only when it means screwing over someone else. While the media laps up the sham fights and flags, the puerile insults on the Irish language, and pantomime politics in general, the public is turned off in droves. Maybe the loving that is a fresh start looked like the start of a beautiful friendship. But with an election coming, the old, tired, tribal battle lines have been drawn again. Round up the usual suspects. Some fresh start. Maybe the DUP think that they can have a fresh start, life after Peter. But have we really seen the end of a man who makes Frank Underwood look like Frank Spencer? People are fed up with DUP denials about links to corruption and Sinn Féin denials about links to criminality. So building a better future is going to require us to do more than just remove the ugly scaffolding. To many observers, the system seems broken. And as one very famous builder would ask, can we fix it? Yes, we can. We have to offer people a better future. We have to offer people hope. But what is that better future? How can we move beyond the lack of leadership from the executive? How do we improve the glacial pace of decision-making and remove the dead hand of OFM, DFM bureaucracy and DFP avoidance of risk that has brought the executive machine grinding to a halt? Effective power sharing and partnership arrangements are the only way to go. But we need to loosen up the stays and incentivise joined-up delivery. We don't need to reinvent the wheel here. We should look to resurrect the use of high-level executive programme funds for the delivery of joint projects to tackle unemployment, social deprivation and health inequalities. We should dust down and beef up SDLP proposals from our criminally ignored North-South Makes Sense document. A greater focus on North-South would deliver real benefits and real savings and the prospect of greater assistance from Europe. This could deliver not just much-needed capital projects, but also create huge opportunities in economic development, education, and crucially, health and well-being. Living here in a border constituency, it is evident how much enhanced cooperation would improve people's everyday lives. The City Deal for Derry campaign, led by the SDLP, will work most effectively with a cross-border dimension. And our neighbours in Donegal will share the benefits. Of course, we still don't know who will be in government in the South. Could we really have seen the end of Kenny? While Sinn Féin castigate parties here for even trying to create the conditions wherein an opposition might exist, they are chomping at the bit to get into opposition in the Dáil. We do offer ways to build a better future, but to convince voters and the ever-growing number of non-voters, we have to do things better ourselves. Teamwork is essential to our electoral success. It is essential to our political survival. When it comes to building projects, teamwork is also vital. Many different people have roles and responsibilities. They need to know what they are doing and how to do them. And everyone is important in ensuring success. Everyone here in Team SDLP has to know their role in building a better future. Under the leadership of Colm, we need our master craftsmen, Pat Ramsay, Albin, John Dallet, Joe Byrne, and Dominic, to pass on their experience, their wisdom, and their skills, and to mentor our many young, talented apprentices coming through. We are working hard to build a future on many fronts. In Europe, the SDLP are working with all progressive parties to resist Brexit. Colm has been to the fore of this campaign, although as a Man United fan, it looks like he might already be out of Europe. I knew Ronan would enjoy that one. In Westminster, where our MPs, Alistair, Margaret and Mark, have been steadfast in opposing Tory cuts, defending women's pensions and proposing positive action on life and death issues such as cervical smear testing for women under 25. In the executive, where we won't accept budgets that will cause our people hardship and pain, and where we do push for proposals that will create prosperity. In the Assembly, where we continue to fight for improved public services. In the councils, where we provide strong representation and ensure sound services and value to ratepayers. And most importantly, in the community, on the ground, where you, our party members, pound the streets and knock the doors, every day helping people with everyday problems. We are a party of innovation. We do not reject our traditions. We remain proud of our past, but we are willing, ready, and able to adapt to build a better future. There is a better future. Let's build it. Can we fix it?
Yes, we can.
Thank you.